I'm Jack Lessenberry. Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly has announced that he is indeed a candidate for the Republican nomination for governor next year, which wasn't exactly a surprise. In fact, he's been expected to get in for so long, some were starting to think that maybe he wouldn't run after all. Something like that happened 8 years ago when then-Lieutenant Governor John Cherry was widely expected to try to succeed his boss, Jennifer Granholm. But in January, Cherry announced that he wasn't running. He said he was having trouble raising money, but I suspected the real truth was that it was going to be a horrible year for Democrats. Governor Granholm was unpopular, there was a backlash against the Affordable Care Act, and Republicans went on to sweep Michigan that fall. Now the reverse is more or less true. Governor Rick Snyder is deeply unpopular, and President Trump's approval ratings are at historic lows. If that weren't bad enough, the Snyder-Kelly administration has the burden of being seen as the guys who poisoned Flint. On top of that, Kelly has another problem. He gets into this race as a huge underdog to Michigan Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's been running for years and has a huge fundraising and name recognition advantage. Kelly, despite being lieutenant governor for almost 7 years, is still largely unknown statewide. He could probably walk into any major shopping mall anywhere in the state and be unrecognized. He is popular with those who have family members with autism. The lieutenant governor's daughter is autistic, and he's worked hard to increase autism awareness and to make sure insurance companies cover treatment for autism. Yet beyond that, he faces an uphill climb. His pre-campaign was largely notable for a series of misfirings. Kelly's signature issue has been a petition drive to make Michigan's legislature part-time, something he unveiled at the Mackinac Conference last May. But the launch was shaky and the organizers lost time and had to throw out several thousand signatures when the petitions had to be redone. In addition, the effort has been widely denounced as wrong-headed, even dangerous, by not only Democrats, but by many normally Republican allies, such as Rich Studley, the head of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Kelly has now handed off the petition drive to other leadership, but it seems fair to say he didn't get the lift from it he wanted. Still, I think having him in the race is good for all concerned, including Bill Schuette. While there are also a few lesser-known candidates, like State Senator Pat Kolbeck, Schuette deserves to be tested by a heavyweight challenger. Kelly is of a different generation than Schuette. At 40, he's young enough to be the 64-year-old attorney general's son. Schuette is also widely viewed as opportunistic and catering mainly to the hard right, and Kelly may appeal to those Republicans who aren't too thrilled with Donald Trump. That remains to be seen. Recently, I asked three longtime Republicans who they'd most like as their candidate. Their response? Macomb County Public Works Commissioner Candace Miller, who they thought could beat any opponent in either party. My guess is that, if they agree on little else, both Kelly and Schuette are happy she's staying out of the race.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.